News release. Kauchiching Conservancy. Almost 600 acres of critically important wetlands, grasslands, ovar and forest could be permanently protected through an agreement between the Kauchiching Conservancy and LCP2 Lands Limited, as compensation for a proposed quarry development near Brecon. This could be a huge win for local conservation and for the health of Lake Dalrymple, said Dorothea Hangard, executive director of the conservancy. Known as habitat offsetting, the agreement with LCP2 Lands Limited would donate 598 acres of land on Concession 7 west of Lake Dalrymple, and provide stewardship funding for the Kauchiching Conservancy to enhance habitat on site for eastern meadowlark and bobolink, offsetting the loss of nesting habitat caused by the proposed quarry on Highway 12 near Brecon. A representative for LCP2 Lands Limited stated that, "We are committed to a net benefit outcome. In donating the land, LCP is going well beyond provincial requirements to ensure this proposed quarry produces a permanent net environmental benefit to the community, while providing an economic benefit as well," said LCP representative. The donation of this 598-acre, 242-hectare property ensures this land will never be developed. Residents around the lake have defended this site from development for years. The property to be protected contains a mosaic of wetland, grassland, forest and high-quality ovar, a globally rare habitat that is home to a suite of plants uniquely suited to survive in harsh conditions. LCP Lands is currently going through the provincial process to obtain a license for a new quarry site between concessions 1 and 2 on Highway 12 near Brecon. As part of the company's application to the province, LCP is required to compensate for 106 acres of critical habitat that will be displaced as a result of the development. LCP approached the Kauchiching Conservancy about providing this habitat offset, and went one step further by offering to permanently donate the land as a nature reserve. In deciding whether or not to enter into habitat offset agreements with companies, the Kauchiching Conservancy follows a set of internal guidelines to maximize environmental benefit. Though it is not required by the province, the permanent protection of environmentally sensitive land is the Conservancy's highest priority in negotiating these agreements.